An exhibit opened to the public Monday at the Clinton Presidential Center in Little Rock, looking at the influence rock and roll has had on politics. Sunday night, former President Bill Clinton spoke at its grand opening reception. KUAR's Michael Hiblin was there.
The exhibit is called Louder Than Words, Rock, Power, and Politics. It features instruments, stage costumes, and other relics from the likes of Chuck Berry, Stevie Wonder, and Elvis Presley. It includes the handwritten lyrics for Neil Young's Rockin' in the Free World, a chunk of the Berlin Wall, even a coat from 80s hair metal band Twisted Sister. During the opening reception, former President Clinton discussed how music shaped him as a kid growing up in Hot Springs.
We didn't get a TV till I was 10, and I mostly, even after that, did my homework to the radio. And it was always baseball games or rock and roll. I was shameless when I became president and using the office to expose myself to musicians I had always loved. You know, somebody has one of the greatest things about being president, nearly anybody will come and play for you.
He said the music has played a key role during times of societal change.
Rock and roll is about love and loss and happiness and heartbreak. It's full of poetry, and it's been about politics. As has been said, in the 60s, there were lots of songs about civil rights and Vietnam. Also, about the loss of Kennedy and King. Abraham, Martin, and John is still a beautiful song, still worth listening to. Bob Dylan couldn't carry a tune, but he could carry a country. Whether his voice was good or bad, he was still a genius always.
Mr. Clinton said, even as music has moved beyond his level of appreciation, it continues to resonate with new generations.
I also forced, under the pressure of my daughter, I forced myself to try to understand rap and hip-hop and that talking could be better than singing if you did it right. And I tried to understand all this stuff. But one thing I know, rock and roll has given everybody something.
The exhibit is curated by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Greg Harris is its chief executive officer and noted the influence Arkansans have had on the genre.
I'm honored to be here in Arkansas. On the music side, the home, birthplace of Johnny Cash, Al Green, Lee Von Helm of the band, Charlie Rich, a sax player, Louis Jordan, great, great sax player, and Pharaoh Sanders. Think about that convergence of music. You've got jump blues, you've got rockabilly, you have rock and roll, and it all comes together in your state. It's also the birthplace of one of our 2018 Hall of Fame inductees, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She was making music in the late 30s that sounded an awful lot like rock and roll, singing gospel with an electric guitar and just cranking. She's considered the godmother of rock and roll. And when the influence is, when people say the Beatles were influenced by the Everly Brothers and by Chuck Berry and others, Chuck Berry was influenced by Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
The exhibit will be on display at the Clinton Presidential Center through August. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.